Good morning, students. Today we are going to see the supplement reading 9th story, What Happened to the Reptiles. Here in this story, why the reptiles or other living organisms are very essential for maintenance of environment or ecological balance, this way we may understand. The story starts now. Pampapatti is a peaceful village inhabited by a variety of people. Prem, the narrator of the story, flees his village under unfortunate conditions to reach Pampapatti by chance. An old resident of the village looks after him and tells him an interesting story. Now let's read the main story. You may not believe the story, but I can tell you it's true, because I have been to Pampapatti, a village on the edge of the jungle. Jungle means forest. It is on a cliff, and the vast forest stretches below like a mossy green carpet. So the village is one side of the forest located, and it is developed with a very good greeny crops. There are many kinds of people in the village: dark, fair, tall and short. These are the body structure of the people or outside appearance of the people. They speak many languages. Some eat meat, some don't. That is, both vegetarian and non-vegetarian food eaters are there. Some pray in a small temple at the edge of the forest. Others pray in a mosque some miles away. My name is Prem, and I live many hundred miles away from Pampapatti. I had heard about the village, but I would never been there. I had never been there. Then last year something terrible happened. The people of my village went mad. So Prem's village people went mad all of a sudden. What happened here? Far, far away in a place they have never even been to, a temple or mosque had been burnt down, and they went mad. They started fighting with one another. Some had to run away in the middle of the night. And at 3 in the morning, as I lay in my house, half awake to the sounds of hate and violence, there was a fire. Many houses were burnt down in the fire. One of them was mine. So people started attacking one another. They burnt the houses. Okay, so including Prem's, the narrator of the story's house was attacked by the people, and it was burnt down. I managed to grab a few clothes, some coins, my little Ganesh statue, and I ran for a day and a night, resting whenever my legs would not carry me any further. So he collected some items, valuables, whatever necessary for him, especially clothes, some money, and his Ganesh statue, the idol of the god, and he started running to escape from them. Day and night he ran away to some place. He was not knowing where he was going. So, and whenever he felt tired, he took rest on the place. I jumped onto a train, then on a bus. No tickets, never mind. Everyone seemed to be running. So he walked, sometimes he caught the train, sometimes he traveled through the bus, but without ticket. Finally, I found myself in Pampapatti, and I saw some villagers gathered near a well. I ran to them, and before I could say a thing, I fainted. So he At last, he reached the village named Pampupatti. He saw some people, they were gathered near a well, and he went to them, but he tried to approach them, but he was afraid of asking something to them. When I opened my eyes, I saw an old man with a white hair, white beard, and shining black eyes bending over me. For the next few days, he looked after me, putting food in my mouth and bringing me sweet, cool water from the stream. He rubbed my feet gently and made the pain go away. Neighbors, strangers, everyone came to visit me. So he fell down and he got unconscious. A old man who was very old with a white hair, white beard, and he took care of this prem narrator. Okay, many days he was under the care of the old man. He used to feed him, he used to give him water, okay, and he was taking care in every way that he could relieve. And some of the villagers also visited him like this. "Tell me, grandfather," I said to him one day, "I have never seen people like the villagers here. In my village, people fight with those who pray to another god. But here, this seems a very strange place." So he was attached with his people. He was pleased with the people and their behavior. But he met his own village people. They were fighting with one another. But here he saw the people of this Pampupatti. They were helping each other and they were showing their mercy towards this boy. This attracted towards this village people. "Now, Prem," replied the old man, "I will tell you the story of Pampupatti. You can take this story back to your village. Maybe it will heal some of its wounds and dry some of its sores." So actually, after seeing this, he decided not to go back to his native village because they were fighting with each other. But for this, the elder man who explained, "See here, I tell you a story of Pampupatti. If I listen this story, you can understand there are problems everywhere. And this story will change the minds of you and your village people." So he started reaching. "Oh, grandfather," I said anxiously, "don't say that. What I have seen in my village makes me burn with shame. I never, never want to go back there." See, but he had no hope that this he can change the minds of his own village people. So he requested the grandfather not to tell the story like that. "But that's exactly why you must go back," he said in a soft voice. I kept quiet. I didn't want to argue with him and I wanted to hear his story. So the old man told him, "You just listen, then you can decide." So he also, without any argument, he decided to hear the story of this old man. Very, very long ago, there were no animals in Pampupatti, only reptiles. They had a meeting every month. Their leader, Makara, would chair the meeting. Misusing his power, Makara ordered the tortoises and the snakes to leave the forest. Let's continue with the main story. It happened a long, long time ago. The old man started telling the story. So long ago that there were no schools and no teachers. Children lived in caves with their parents and helped them to collect fruit and berries from the forest. So their main occupation was food gathering. There were no houses for the people. They lived in the caves, the children as well as the parents. At the time, there were no tigers or panthers or elephants in Pambupatti forest. No, there were no big animals like lion, tiger, elephants and all. There were only reptiles. Reptiles means the animals which are moving on a stomach. Now you know what reptiles are: snakes, crocodiles, turtles, lizards. And you know that a reptile has scales on its body and it lays eggs. Every month the reptiles of Pambupatti had a big meeting. So the reptiles, all the reptiles were led by a leader, crocodile. He was named as Makara. And other reptiles such as snakes, crocodiles, turtles, lizards, so many reptiles used to attend the meeting. It was led by Makara, the big crocodile. Everyone came, the party, pretty excited snakes, the slow, thoughtful tortoises, the clever, quick lizards. So the different animals or reptiles attended the meeting, and the moody crocodiles, crumpy because they were out of water. The president of this meeting was Makara, the biggest crocodile of the forest. So the meeting was led by the crocodile Makara. He was large in size. All the animals thought he was very important. When someone is strong and powerful, you know it is difficult not to go along with what he says or talks, does. Actually, that Makara was so powerful, very strong enough, when he speaks, no one could raise their voice. Whether they like it or not, Makara's words were final. All were expected to obey and shut their mouth. They had to say yes, yes only. Now, one day, a strange thing happened. It was a week before one of the monthly meetings Makara sent. Meeting was called, okay? A letter to the tortoises asking them not to come to the meeting. So Makara sent a letter to tortoises, hereafter you don't attend the meeting. Like this he sent. Aiste, the big old star tortoise with a black and yellow pixels on his shell, was very angry. On receiving this letter, one of the tortoises got angry with Makara. Who is this nonsense? How can you say that we should not come and attend the meeting? Like this, the tortoise shouted. But unfortunately, he could not shout like this in front of the Makara. Okay, in the meeting in front of Makara, no one could raise their voice. All had to accept whatever he was instructing. What does this mean? He shouted. How dare they? But not one of the tortoises had the courage to attend the meeting. They were so few, the others so many. So the decision of Makara was final. Whatever they were shouting in the absence of Makara, that they could do. But in front of as he sent not to attend, no tortoises had courage to attend the meeting. Before the meeting, the giant Makara polished his teeth with the red flowers of the tree by the river till they sparkled. Everyone was waiting for him at the meeting place. So all the reptiles assembled in the scheduled place, scheduled time, they were waiting for the leader Makara to attend. He was getting ready to reach the meeting. Brothers and sisters, so he came and started talking in the meeting. Brothers and sisters, he began. All the reptiles, even the beautiful king cobras, stopped talking. So when he started talking, no one, including the king cobras, they had no courage to talk. They stopped talking. Makara continued his speech. I have decided that we don't need the tortoises. I have told them not to come today. Brothers and sisters, can you tell me why we don't like the tortoises? So he decided to send the tortoises out of the forest area. Okay, and he wanted to explain the reason. The reptiles looked this way and that. They felt very uncomfortable. The snakes hissed anxiously. The lizards wriggled their tails. The crocodiles opened their jaws even wider. So what that Makara was going to explain, the reason why he was not liking the tortoises, he was asking the tortoises to leave the village. They were expecting, but set one little lizard. The one little lizard started argument, but one, he started the word with the but only. But Makara shouted, "No buts!" shouted Makara. There was silence. And loud voice of Makara, all the reptiles kept quiet. "I think," said a baby crocodile. "No, I think," screamed Makara so loudly that the fruit in the tree above him rained down. After that, no one had the courage to speak. So when second time the lizard, the small crocodile, baby crocodile started answering no like that, but Makara shouted loudly. When he shouted, the flowers from the trees with a vibration started falling down on them. So all of them attended in the meeting kept quiet. Makara cleared his throat and showed a few more teeth. "Well," he said, "I will tell you why we don't like the tortoises." So he, before started talking once again, he adjusted his like that. Okay, and he started telling the reason why he ordered not the tortoises to attend the meeting and leave the village. So they are so slow, so stupid. They even carry their houses on their backs. Whoever heard of such a stupid thing? Now you lizards, you live in trees. Would you ever carry a tree on your back? Would you? Small frightened voices answered together, "No, we wouldn't, but..." So this lizard started replying to that, but she started replying with a but. But there was a stop. "No, but," like this. So we finished this today's class today, and we can continue the same in the next period. Thank you very much. Let's continue in the next period.